This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the Thursday, DJ Van was about to say the Thursday Good Day program, but this is an extension of the old Good Day program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, who is prosecuting things well. Now, that's another use of that verb, a different. She's prosecuting the use of the facilities that we have down in Washington, putting all of this together so we have a nice coordinated sound of information, conversation, opinion. So, Jennifer, you can do the honors of starting off with a trending item this hour.
Well, I have terrible news.
Uh-oh.
I know. Are you guys ready for this? This is really sad, and I want you to make sure that you're ready.
Okay.
You're ready?
Ready. I'm scared.
Bacon is bad for your mental health.
Yep.
Bacon?
Yep. Don't believe
yeah.
it.
Uh-huh. Processed meats, and it gets worse, processed meats like bacon and hot dogs are bad for your mental health. According to researchers at Johns Hopkins, people who eat meats cured with nitrates are three times more likely to experience a manic episode. Apparently, added nitrates are associated with hyperactivity and insomnia. Researchers said experiments in rats showed mania, like hyperactivity, just after a few weeks on diets with added nitrates. They say this new study adds to evidence that certain diets and potentially the amounts and types of bacteria in the gut may contribute to mania and other disorders that
this
affect
is news
the
to
brain.
You? News?
Well,
to you?
I didn't know that eating hot dogs could make you manic. I didn't know.
Really?
That.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, they got all those nitrates in them.
What about that
I
guy
it's
who
not
wins?
A great choice.
Who's right. the guy Why who wins the hot
he's
dog?
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
You can tell he's mental by the fact that
no
he eats 75 hot dogs.
It, yeah.
Right. Nobody in their right mind would do that.
But maybe which one came first, the hot dog or the mania?
The mania from
right.
the hot dogs comes first. All right. So here's what I got out of that whole report. You want to? You ready for my observation?
Jennifer's report.
All right. Break it down.
This is proof positive of how influential I am in your lives and in your psyche, because you never used to pronounce R-A-T the way you did. I have taught
rats.
You how
yeah,
to...
Probably.
Yes, rats.
I just like to call people a rat now.
Rats.
I think it's fun. Like somebody I don't like, you know. It makes me laugh, and I'll tell you why. It's such a stream of consciousness story.
Right. I got a better one.
But
keep going.
My wonderful friend Courtney, who works with me at CRN. Hi, Courtney. She's probably listening right now.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
She is engaged to a guy who is on the same side of the political aisle as I am and likes to tell people about it on Twitter. And so not so long ago, he decided to call Adam Schiff a rat on Twitter, and he got kicked off for 2 days. So now,
really?
For some reason, I think it's really funny to say, you're a rat, you dirty rat.
Right, just
yeah.
because he called him a rat, they got thrown off of Twitter?
Yeah,
wow, what
yes.
a political statement that is about.
Isn't that crazy?
Twitter.
He also that said is. CNN is ISIS, so there might have been that, but it was one of those two things.
He buried the lead.
There you go. Adam Schiff comes from Framingham, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact.
He might still live there, because he doesn't yeah. live in the district that he serves.
No, But I will tell you, Jennifer, this is a quick little insight, because my daughter participates in lots of the activities that you would never participate in terms of, and
right.
The two of you like each other a lot, and that shows the political differences. Megan loves you, but she can't stand your politics. She and Victoria would be marching down the street on the same side. In any given
if I let politics dictate my friendships or my family
no
or my love for people, I would be sitting in a room by myself. So
right.
it's very possible.
Yeah,
it's very possible for me to have hot, passionate conversations and still love people.
So after the first, she helped organize, because college professors seem to do this as part of, it's almost part of their duty. She helped organize the first woman's march in L.A., whenever it was. And as a result, she and the other people that organized it got invited to meet Adam Schiff. So they went into his office.
What a delight.
And Megan, what, the office?
No, go ahead.
Forget that.
What
I took away from the conversation that she repeated to me was that they never really got into the seriousness, because they were given, I guess, a half hour or something in his schedule. Mm-hmm. And so Megan started the conversation by saying she was from Framingham because she looked at his bio and knew that he was from Framingham. And right. so that was the conversation for
and
about 10 minutes.
It.
Oh, what's going on, Framingham? Blah, 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 blah. Which I thought was kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. But the one thing I will always say about Adam Schiff, and it, believe me, I am not a fan of him, and in fact, I've actually considered running against him. I know that
good
sounds ridiculous,
yes.
But I would go nowhere, probably. I would need a lot more money than I have to run against him, but because he's my representative.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. When I was a young buck in cable,
Buckhead.
Like literally at like 18, I was traveling to Sacramento to lobby for the cable industry. It would be an event that the cable industry did every year. And at that time, Adam Schiff, I think he was a state senator. I don't think he was in the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of the only ones, because they give you a list of people that you were supposed to go call on and drop by their office. He was one of the only ones who actually showed up in person and didn't send
yep.
an aide. So
yeah.
for
yeah.
that, I will tell him. Now, yeah, I'd like
knows.
To see more of him in this area. I think more now he's more excited about cameras Congress. And becoming attorney general.
Head.
But,
yeah,
you know,
right.
at least he started out talking to people, and that means
movement.
Something.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Speaking of rats, you know, and people in the news together, put them together. Maria Butina, you know who she is?
Sure. Redheaded
well, that's
Russian
spy. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Russian spy. All right. So,
allegedly,
she hasn't been,
she says she's not.
Well, but she hasn't. She's actually kind of cute. She's been.
Aren't most female Russian spies? I feel like that's the whole point.
You're
supposed
head
to
head
kind
head
of be attractive,
yeah.
right?
Right, yeah. So the prosecutors say they have not charged her yet. I'm wondering why. What they say is that she had been in contact with Russian intelligence operatives and kept contact information for several Russian agents. There was a hearing in D.C. this week. Lead prosecutor in the case showed a picture of Ms. Butina in Washington meeting with a Russian intelligence official. She's 29 years old, went to American University, wore an orange prison jumpsuit in court, showed no emotion, but they entered a not guilty plea, but she hasn't really been charged with anything serious. She's supposed to be back in court on the 24th, which is what, next Tuesday.
Huh, she went to American, and she's 29. I'll have to ask my sister if she saw her at school ever.
Hey, remember that Russian
chick? Yeah, they might have gone to school together
right.
for a year.
Also, the Russian rats are being investigated by the Brits because a suspect, or a couple of perpetrators apparently, of that Novichok poisoned attack on the former Russian spy, and then somebody else died, didn't they, this week? Was it this week? It was this week, right?
Yeah, somebody else died.
Died having that stuff. So, anyway.
Something about this spy, though, before we move on too far from that. This
yeah.
chick got around. Whether or not
you
she
mean Butina?
Yes.
Before, oh, yeah.
She really got around. Apparently, she was offering people the hunga bungas. You know, she was offering
yeah.
the little horizontal right. mambo for jobs right. and positions.
Yeah.
These are the allegations. But there are pictures of her walking, and I don't know if they've been doctored, but I'm pretty sure that they're real. She was seen walking with Obama and Susan Rice on a visit to the White House a couple of years ago. Then she was seen asking a press conference. I think he was a candidate at that time. I don't think it was when he was president to Trump. So, however, she was managing to get herself into crazy.
She was with
scenarios.
The NRA, right? Wasn't she?
Well, I don't think she was officially with the NRA.
Yeah, I heard that too, Victoria. Yeah.
Yeah, but she was with the gun group. I don't know that it was an official NRA employee. I don't know, but
well, if she's guilty of everything that they're accusing her of, that's really scary then, that she's able to have the access that she had.
Yeah.
You know, that's freaky.
Yeah, well, welcome to America.
And how often is it happening?
Right.
Yeah, that's the question you want an answer to. Another question you may want an answer to is, how do I safely lose weight in a dependable way? I want to lose weight. If you want to follow what Uncle Dougie has done since April of this year, I'm not considered heavy, but every once in a while I look at myself and I don't like the role that I get in the wintertime. So when I come back to the farm and get active, I'm very active physically and work out a lot in the winter when I'm in California, but there's that damn pie. It just seems to jump up and it hits me right in the face. So I have to do something about it, and I have. Since April, I've lost 12, what is it, from 184 to 172. Yeah, 12 pounds. and it's because of Calitrin. It has a collagen protein in it, which is the highest quality natural digestive enzyme. You absorb it into your body because the collagen is the building. You learned that when you were in high school science. Collagen is the building block of life. It's the protein that makes your body function. And as you get older, you lose it. Or you don't make as much of it as you had before. So you need to supplement. And Calitrin is the perfect way to supplement with it. It pushes the fat out, allows you to build up healthy lean muscle, do a lot of exercising, eat well, and lose the weight with Calitrin, Calotren. There's something about it. You take four of these capsules the night before you go to bed, and it does its magic during the nighttime. Here's something else that's magical, which you have to pay. You go to toploss.com and use the code DJV. You get 10% off what you buy, and once you bought three bottles, they give you the fourth one free. So two ways to save, and a very important way to lose the weight is with Calitrin. So go to toploss.com, please. Get 10% off the bottles, and then after you bought three, you get a fourth one free. Use the code DJV at toploss.com. Or if you feel more comfortable talking to a professional about it, help yourself to 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. TOP-LOSS is the way to go. Go to that website, lose the weight, ask for Calitrin.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with four powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Once again, from the state of lunatics, California, the Supreme Court in California has blocked that ballot initiative to split the state into three parts. They had gathered enough signatures to put it before voters in November. So what's the story here, Jen?
Yeah, this one really irritates me. It's, again, another example of politicians thinking that they know better than the everyday person. So the story is that there was an initiative, that would have broken the state of California into three, California, Northern California, Southern California. This picked up momentum. They spent a lot of money on it, and they collected the signatures that they needed to get it on the ballot. It was supposed to be on the ballot in November. Well, California's Supreme Court decided that they were going to remove it from the ballot, even though these backers behind the initiative went through all the steps that they needed to get it on the ballot. Now, I would have never voted for this. It would have never passed. I don't think there was even maybe 15% support for it in California. But the fact that you can go through the process and you do things the right way and you get it on the ballot and then the government says, no, you can't do this, that's a problem. That's not how things work.
Well, it is in California. That's how things work in California.
I guess so, but I think they should challenge us. It should go to the Supreme Court of the United States, not just the Supreme Court of California.
All right, let's push it along. I'm for that. I agree. Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, 21 after the hour.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957. 57 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Episode this week, do this every Thursday at this time. Musical stuff is very important in our lives, so every hour we devote this portion of the hour to music. And on Thursdays, during this portion of this hour, we go back to a week in history musically. So we've gone back to this week in 1963 for the number 5-4-3-2-1 song. You can hear that I'm animated about this because it's a cool week in music. The Chiffons were at number 5 with One Fine Day. Crank that up there. I promise not to sing too loudly. Alright, that's the number. I got goosebumps listening to this song. Brings me back to the moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from my Rusty Rackle Wrinkle Records. Number 4, a fabulous romantic ballad from the times. So Much in Love. This is done by two or three groups. All of them great. Johnny Mathis did a version of this too, Victoria.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So Much in Love. Crank it up, Kara. Like this. You guys all dump on me for loving this.
This song is okay. I don't know if we're dumping on you for liking the songs or if it's the singing that we're dumping on.
Yeah.
Really?
Distinguish it's a between toss-up. The two.
Really? All right, crank this up some more. Was the song from the time. Number 3 is a silly song from Australian Rolf Harris on Tiny Kangaroo Down Sports. Yeah, either of you ever heard this one before?
No. I've heard the first two, but not this.
Cockatoo, cool, curl. Katie Cocker too cool.
Oh my God.
Dango X.
Referred to in the era as a novelty song. It's a silly song. It's like as your chewing gum loses flavor on the bedpost overnight. That kind of a song. Shows you the status of hit music back in the 1960s. All right, you want to listen to a little of it or have you had enough?
I kind of like this.
It is. It's a cute story.
He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me Koala back. All to get the nap time.
Kangaroo down.
All right, stop singing so I can hear the real song.
All right, it's cute.
Time me kangaroo down.
I kind of like it. I like it.
Yeah. All right, number two this week, 1963, belongs to Jan and Dean. Brian Wilson wrote this song for them, and the rest of the family got upset with him because it became a huge hit. This week, number two, Surf City. Murray Wilson said, what'd you give that song to them for? This could have been a huge hit for you. And
I think I always thought this was the Beach Boys.
Yeah, everybody always did. This was the first hit for Jan and Dean's. I just like the Beach Boys. They were friends of Brian's, and they couldn't come up with a hit. And he wrote this song. He said, okay, you take this one. His father was baloney faced at him because he gave him this song. Going to Surf City, Jan and Dean. It sounds just like the Beach Boys. Matter of fact, I think that's Brian doing the chorus in the background. So that brings us to the number one song. This song spent 2 weeks at number one. It was a one-hit wonder for a group called the Essex. Easier said than done. I like this. I was singing this earlier today. Sorry, you're laughing at me.
I don't know this song.
No. Sorry, you're lost. All right, there they are. Big songs this week in 1963 on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he did tell Russian President Vladimir Putin that, quote, we cannot have meddling. He says in an interview with CBS News that he was very strong on that point during his one-on-one talks with Putin on Monday. Trump does say he agrees with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusions that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. However, he continues to call the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether there was any possibility possible collusion with his campaign, a witch hunt. That is FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked about it yesterday and said this.
I do not believe Special Counsel Mueller is on a witch hunt. I think it's a professional investigation conducted by a man that I've known to be a straight shooter, so I don't think it's a witch hunt.
Wray was speaking yesterday at the Aspen Security Forum, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You have made a choice to spend some time with us, and we thank you for that. All of us here on the DJV show, I speak for myself, Doug Steffen. Probably Victoria Keelan would say she was grateful for having you in the audience. Kara Schillen is at the control.
Probably.
Well, I don't think you'd. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I don't
Who
want to
be
accused.
Who would we be talking to if we didn't have people
each
in
other.
The audience?
We'd be talking to each other.
I don't know that I voluntarily want to, like, hang out and talk to you if there was no other buddy listening.
That's so. All right. I'm not talking to you. I'm going to listen to you give us an update on a trending story.
Okay. Well, this is a bit scary for women's health. The number of women who have a heart attack during pregnancy, labor, or in the weeks following birth appears to be on the rise by, like, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. In the new study, which was published in the Journal of the Mayo Clinical Proceedings, researchers looked at 49 million births. Among the women who gave birth, 1,061 had a heart attack during their labor and delivery, 922 had heart attacks during their pregnancy, pregnancy, which is really scary, and 2,400 women had heart attacks right after they gave birth. That's a 25% increase from 2002 to 2014, which the researchers are obviously calling a concerning rise. Among women who had a heart attack during or immediately following pregnancy, the in-hospital mortality rate was 4.5%. Now, you don't think of... This is in America. This is not something that you really think of, women giving birth and then dying of a heart attack. But, and the researchers once again said that rate in the of dying in the hospital right after giving birth of a heart attack was very high. And because you normally think of women in the childbearing years as being relatively low risk for heart attacks because women just tend to be younger when they are in the childbearing years. However, they're still unclear what's behind the increase in these heart problems during and after birth. They are looking at some things like more women are having children later in life. However, you're still only in your early 40s at the latest, you know, so that's really not a full explanation. They do say, compared to women who are pregnant in their 20s, pregnant women ages 35 to 39 have a 5 times greater risk of heart attack, and the risk is even higher for women over 40, but it still shouldn't be this high. That's the thing that they're really trying to look at now. Diseases like obesity, diabetes, which does increase your risk for a heart disease and heart attack, it's also higher now than it was in the past, so potentially it could be things like that that are leading to women having these heart issues during birth and pregnancy. But I can't even imagine being pregnant and having a heart attack. That must be the most terrifying thing.
Awful.
Right? I can't even wrap my head around
that.
Is there
a why with this? There is a why.
No, the why is there.
You don't know why.
They don't know the why yet. They're looking at things like obesity, diabetes, things like that, women being older now, having children. But none of that really explains it fully. So this is the next big round of research they're going to do on pregnant women. So
yeah, you might want to, if you want to stick around when I have Dr. Ken on, you might have a good conversation with him about it. You have passion. And I think it would value...
I think any woman has fear, but I don't know if what else you could have besides, wow, that's scary.
Why, though? I want to know why. I'm going to ask
Maybe Dr. Ken knows a why, but I don't know.
All right, next up here, we'll underscore a few more people in the news. Meghan Markle's half-sister now is in the act. The father is a boob, and I'm beginning to think the sister's a boob as well. Her name is Samantha Grant. She's posted a series of tweets taking shots at her sister, half-sister, calling the royal family, quote, an embarrassment for being so cold. She said, because the father has been talking about the daughter, she's not the same, her smile's not the same, she's under so much pressure, blah, blah, blah. You've heard all that, Victoria, right?
This is the same half-sister who staged the photos for the father.
Yeah, of course.
And then she's the one who was on, she's been talking to the press. She, I guess, was upset that she didn't get an invitation to the wedding. It's like, really? You went out to the press before anybody else did, long before even they had a picture of the father. This girl, this older sister, half-sister, she was the one who was talking to anyone who would listen. Yeah. So, I don't know.
And she says, if our father dies, I'm holding you responsible, Meghan.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. My God.
He obviously has his own health issues if he wasn't able to come to the wedding because of it. So I think that was a problem before this whole royal wedding thing.
Next up, Amanda Gagnon. You know her?
No.
You don't pronounce the... In Vietnam...
It's Win.
You don't pronounce the N, right?
It's pronounced Win.
Win?
Oh, yeah, Amanda Win. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes, Kara's correct. That's why I didn't get the first name there. But yes, she's correct. Win.
It's, how do they get Win out of N-G-U-Y-E-N, I wonder? Win.
Well, I don't think it's pronounced the same way that Americans pronounce letters.
That's probably true. So we're translating it roughly from the native tongue, the native language, right? Anyway, Amanda, you may recall, has been... around people have been talking about her for a while. She was the lady who was raped while she was at Harvard. Learned under state law that her rape kit could not, it was destroyed after 6 months, even though the statute of limitations for bringing charges against her rapist was 15 years. So she wrote a bill suggesting a change to the law and it passed unanimously in Congress a couple of years ago. She's also the founder of RISE, the national group advocating for rape survivor civil rights. She's 26 years old and this week has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. She has continued her work with a lot of celebrities to make legal rights for rape survivors consistent across the country. This is one of the biggest outrages in our country, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's, it's sort of, it becomes, how do I best say this tactfully? The focus on it is, I think, affected by the twisted stories that are told on Law & Order SVU. Having said that, there is plenty of twist and turn to this. I don't claim to be an expert. I do know somebody who was raped, and that person was in my family. So I have at least that person's story that's vivid in my mind. But I don't think, unless you've been there, that you could possibly understand what goes on mm-hmm. with people who have this this experience. So,
well, the number of rape kits that aren't tested at all in every state. Now,
what's the story with that? Why do they toss them? Is it just men
well, the,
in
even
charge?
The ones that aren't tossed, it's the ones that just sit there on shelves and are never tested. Mm-hmm. And it's not until, you know, you see these cases sometimes where people go back and look for a serial killer, like the Night Stalker, that guy out in L.A., I don't know if it was L.A., but California somewhere where he was just caught. And they finally went back, and some of the rape kits had been saved, and they were able to test that and confirm that he had raped and murdered people. And I don't know. I don't know the answer. I think a lot of states will say that's lack of funding for all the testing. I've heard that complaint a lot.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it's
okay.
I don't know.
So you're ready for the next hoof and mouth disease, foot and mouth problem from Mark Zuckerberg?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Does he need more bad press?
Well, yes, because he said in a posting on Facebook that Holocaust deniers are not, quote, intentionally getting it wrong, end quote. So what is the story then, Mr. Zuckerberg?
I did hear about this. He did an interview, I think, on one of the tech sites, Recode, and he wrote a letter to the girl, Kara Swisher, who interviewed him. He wrote a letter saying that he, as a Jewish person, is personally offended by Holocaust deniers.
Yeah.
But I think what he meant was he wasn't going to censor their posts on Facebook.
So that's where it really came from. Is it hoof and mouth disease, or is he in a legitimate position here? You don't find fault with him. I know how people are. They take things out of context.
Right.
So I saw that and I'm thinking, okay, here's a phrase. What's the bigger picture here? What else is he saying? What was he addressing? Why was he talking about it? And that isn't clear in most of the coverage of what he said, that just everybody's attacking him because people love to attack somebody just because it's fun, apparently.
Right. And I do think that I didn't read the whole article or the interview, but from the takeaway and from his statement and his letter, which was made public to Recode, he basically said that, you know, he was trying to say that they're not going to be censored on Facebook because everyone is entitled to an opinion. He doesn't agree with that opinion, obviously, as a person of, you know, who is Jewish. But I think he got caught up in trying to not be political and not trying to go out and bash a Holocaust denier. I think he's trying to be very PC, and it backfired.
Yep, it does. All right, here's some food news for those of you who are avocado lovers.
Yes.
The avocado, very delightful, delicate fruit, either too hard or too soft. Just when it's reached the perfect vibrant green color and creamy texture, poof, it suddenly turns mushy and brown. That's why I don't like it.
They do. They go south very quickly.
Yeah. There's a new avocado strain, however, Victoria, that claims to stay ripe for twice as long as regular ones. You can buy them in Costco, other food stores around the country. Called the Apeel Avocado, A-P-E-E-L, Apeel Avocado, brainchild of Apeel Sciences, which creates plant-derived coatings that fresh fruit growers, suppliers, and retailers use to produce or keep fresh fruit. This sounds like a little, this doesn't sound...
This kind of scares me. This is the kind of stuff that I don't like. this gets into lots of science in my fruit, in my fruit and vegetables, and I don't really like that. So
it's made. A peel is made specifically from lipids that are naturally in the peel, seeds, and pulp of fruits and vegetables that we eat. So it's natural, they say. Mm-hmm. They spent 6 years developing the coating with a goal of reducing food waste, which is good. That's good.
Okay, so I'm down with that,
here.
Right?
Yep, me too.
If it's not a chemical, if it actually is something that's in the fruit that naturally fends off rotting, then I'm all for that. That's fine. That's cool.
That's what their claim is. It's all natural. Save the average family of $1,800 a year from food being tossed out. We average 400 pounds a year per person of throwing food out in our country, which is an outrage when you consider how many hungry people there are, even in our country, and the stupid laws that keep you from giving food to homeless people. Oh, my God. Hey. All right, so let's look into that a little bit more. Meanwhile, America, as the melting pot it is, melting pot of flavor, every region claiming their own specialty and distinct tastes. But what if you could experience all those flavors at once? Lay's has done it again, as Andy Solomon explains.
Lay's is giving flavor fans a summer surprise that they won't forget, releasing the most chip flavors that the brand has ever introduced at one time. In just a few bites, you can travel coast to coast as you taste eight new regionally inspired flavors. Tina Mahal, Vice President of Marketing at Frito-Lay, has more.
Lay's knows how special local cuisine is to Americans. That's why it's celebrating its biggest launch ever, Tastes of America, by bringing fans those familiar and beloved flavors that truly remind them of home.
The eight flavors will be available at retail stores in their respective locations for a limited time, beginning July 30th through September 23rd. Fans can also find all flavors online at Lay's.com.
The eight regionally inspired Tastes of America flavors are Cajun Spice, Chili Con Queso, Chesapeake Bay Crab Spice, Deep Dish Pizza, Fried Pickles with Ranch, New England Lobster Roll, Pimento Cheese, and Thai Sweet Chili.
For more information on all the new flavors, visit Lay's.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so tell me what you think of this. Yesterday, in Virginia, there was a pickup basketball game going on. Guys finished work, they went over to the gym, and one person experienced a hard foul. That is, he got hit in the chin by a guy's... Yeah, my son played pickup basketball. Probably most adult men and maybe some women have played at one point in time neighborhood pickup basketball games. So this guy gets whacked in the elbow of the one player, hits this guy in the jaw, and what does the guy do? Gets hit in the jaw, calls the cops.
Oh my God!
He calls the police.
Were they? I guess they were all strangers playing a pickup basketball game, or were they friends?
And no, apparently it was just one of those things, and you can see the pictures online.
Is this just the wussification of America?
The wimpification. The guy takes an elbow in a friendly basketball game, had his tooth pushed through his upper lip, and we call the cops.
Well, he had his tooth pushed through his upper lip. Was he calling the cops, or was he trying to call an ambulance?
No, he called the police to have them come investigate, and apparently he went to the hospital to get his tooth fixed, but... How is it? They're in the gym, for God's sakes. They're having a game.
What did the cops say?
The guy got aggressive. The officer quickly realized this was a waste of his time, didn't place any charges. I heard there was a fight in the gym, and he was shocked to see he was just on the basketball court. End of story.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Amanda Seyfried. Who's singing this?
Meryl Streep.
No, it's not Meryl Streep. Is it really? Crank that up, Carol, will you?
I can't count the times I've cried over you.
Sounds much younger.
No,
but
Meryl,
you know
Streep.
What? Now that you mentioned it, Chucker, remember that movie she did as a rock star, kind of crazy mother a couple, 3 years ago? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She actually sang the music, now that I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. She does sing. She's just not a great singer.
No. She's not known as a great singer.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia comes out this weekend to rave reviews. What's the latest gossip on this, Chucker?
Good reviews. I mean, I guess the question is, why would some people subject themselves to singing like that to tune of $30 million plus opening weekend, but they will. Now, actually, it's interesting. The first film came out like 10 years ago, and it's become a very popular movie. A lot of people, not only did they catch it in theaters when it initially came out, but it's been very popular on home video, and it's prime for the sequel to do, I think, very well. And the fact that it has good reviews,
it's fun, wholesome.
Well.
Yeah, and
I went
by
with
the
my
way,
girlfriends. We saw it in the theater when it first came out. It was fun.
So somebody, if they were really smart, like Chucker is, who controls a theater in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. You book Mamma Mia in, and you make it a twofer. You show the first one, and you show the second one as a double feature. Remember the old double feature, the creature double features? Like Godzilla and whatever, as you say, Godzilla?
King Kong?
Yeah. So, Mamma Mia, I would love to actually, as I'm thinking this through seriously, Victoria, I would love to see what Pierce Brosnan and Colin Farrell, Carolyn Firth,
yep.
And Skarsgård, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
I want to see what they look like, all of them, as far as that's concerned, whether it's Meryl Streep or Amanda Seyfried. I would love to see that first movie and how they look then and now how they look 10 years later.
I think the men all look good.
I thought they did, too, when I saw the preview.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie was fun, and as much as Chucker likes to...
It's not Chuck's cup of tea. No one gets eaten by a zombie, but, it's a fun movie.
And he doesn't like Pierce Brosnan singing.
Well, no one liked his singing.
Oh, I thought it was cool.
Really?
It was fun. Absolutely. It was fun. So the whole thing is going to be fun.
So you're going to go see it.
I haven't seen Skyscraper. In the summertime, I don't have much time to go to the movies. You know, in the wintertime, I go to 3 movies a weekend if I can.
We know that.
But summertime doesn't afford me the opportunity to do that. But I'm going to try, depending on the weather this weekend, to see, catch up on a couple of them.
You know, I just want to bounce into speaking of one musical to the next. The 20th Century Fox released this trailer to Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a Freddie Mercury story.
Yeah.
Who is the lead singer in the...
Who's the weird guy with the eyes who's playing Freddie Mercury?
What's Robin that guy's Malick. Name?
Yeah,
who's in that show, Mr. Robot. This is a great-looking trailer, though. If the movie is as good as the trailer, this is going to be a major player at Oscar time.
Freddie Mercury, though? People my age would. But do you think people really...
Yes.
Still,
yes.
And Queen and all of that? Do you think so?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
He died a year before I was born, and I remember him.
The thing is, once people hear the music in the trailer, I mean, this group produced, I think, some of the best music of all time. So I think it's going to be a hit. It looks fantastic, though.
But you also are the one who thinks that the zombies music is the best stuff around from the rock.
I do.
This is going to be universally accepted and loved, and people have been waiting for a Freddie Mercury biopic for years.
So those who don't know, wasn't he 23, 24 when he died of an overdose? He was very young.
No, he died of AIDS, and he was older than that. He was not a drug addict. He died of AIDS.
But that was the thing that was spread around a lot. At that time, because he died of AIDS, a lot of people at that point were saying that needles and drugs and all that stuff.
No, everyone knew he was gay. He had HIV. He suffered with it for the last couple of years of his life. Everyone knew. It wasn't a secret.
Everyone?
I think you're thinking of somebody else. Yeah, it was he became an AIDS advocate. So, it was not a secret.
Chuck,
I'm going to bounce in. Speaking of zombies, after many years, Zombieland 2 is going to happen. Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and Jesse Eisenberg will be back for the sequel to that film, which is pretty entertaining. It's half serious, half funny.
Really?
But I'll see it, yeah.
And which do you like better, the serious side of it or the funny side of it?
Serious side.
Really?
I like my zombies serious. I'm not that big a fan when I mix comedies.
But who would what's a good example of a serious zombie?
Well, Walking Dead, the greatest TV show ever produced.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
All right, there it is. The lips of strangers. Chuck Kerr.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.